The Gospel Spotlight welcomes Melvin Latimer. Melvin, how are you?
I am doing great today. What about yourself?
I am doing great myself. Your book, I can't put it down.
Wow.
I enjoy it. You know what? Since I've received it, it's like a daily devotional to me where each day I can't wait to turn the page to see what's up for me today, what's in store for me today. And wow, how did you come about putting something like this together?
Well, actually, it started about maybe, I first wrote this book about 10 years ago. And I was going through a very difficult time in my life, and I was going through a period of depression. And I began to research the Word of God to sort of find some answers or some remedies to what I was dealing with. And then I started to come across the promises of God. I began to read those promises, and I began to apply those promises to my situation, to my circumstance. And as I began to research the promises, they became very fascinating to me, and I began to start compiling those promises. And so it went from there to the book, and it came to where it is now, A Promise a Day.
A Promise a Day. Like I say, I really, really like this book. And my first thought was, is there going to be a continuing series, or are you going to do a book every year?
Well, actually, I am. I'm working on a book number two as we speak, and it's going to be a continuation of A Promise a Day, but in more fuller detail. I'm going to be dealing with something where there'll still be daily promises, but I'm going to do more elaboration on the part of it which applies to the person. What they're dealing with on a day-to-day basis.
Tons of research had to go into this book.
As I said, I started 10 years ago, and didn't get an opportunity to get it published until last year. So it took me probably at least 2 years of research to research the promises and then to apply the promises to a particular day, and then, as you noted, after each promise, I give a personal comment on those promises.
For my audience, who is Melvin Latimer?
Well, I am the assistant pastor of the Oak Grove Missionary Church in Nanjimore, Maryland, and that's located in Charles County in the southern part of Maryland. What's so unique about this church is that my son-in-law is the pastor and my daughter is the first lady.
Wow. That's so very interesting.
It is. It's very interesting, yes. In addition to being the assistant pastor at my church, I'm also the president and founder of an organization called Men on the Mission Worldwide Ministry. And what we do is we help to enlighten and empower men to be spears of godly influences in their homes, in their churches, in their communities, and the world at large. And then we do this through a newsletter, which I publish daily, called Straight Talk for Men, which just deal with everyday issues that men deal with, anger issues, emotional issues, relationship issues, financial issues, just everything that men deal with on a day-to-day basis, this is what we talk about in the newsletter every month.
Straight Talk for Men. How can my listeners get their hands on that?
They can simply go to my website, which is www.moam.org, and they can download the articles. They're right there on the website.
Being a pastor, that must put a lot of strain on you.
Well, it does, but it's something that I enjoy because I love people, and I enjoy interacting with people. I enjoy helping people. So because I have such a passion for people, that's the joy. That's the joyful part of it.
Jumping back on your newsletter, why is it so important for men to reach out to other men?
Well, for one reason is because women they don't have any problem when it comes to communicate their feelings or what they're going through. But for men, we're a little bit more stubborn. You know, we got that macho thing, and we don't want anybody to know that we're in pain or that we're having a problem. And so, you know, the newsletter kind of helps men to sort of walk through their pain, walk through their problem, walk through the things that they're dealing with, because I'm very transparent in the newsletter, and I just talk about a lot of things that are personally that I've dealt with and personally that I've gone through, and so kind of help them to sort of guide them through, you know, what they're dealing with.